We've been explaining the Gra's as approach in how the Nes of Purim, which was a Nes performed during Hester Panim, when Hashem is disguising his actions through Teva, through seemingly natural self-occurring events, are in a way greater and more impressive than open miracles, which occurred in Eretz Yisrael when the Beis HaMikdash stood. There's an added depth here. Hashem thought, as did the Tzaddikim, before the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, that when Klal Yisrael sins, and Hashem seems to turn away from them, Hashem removes his Hashkacha from us. He ignores us and leaves us for the wolves, so to speak. And that's why they removed those words from Shemoneh Esrei, because they thought that Hashem simply changed his approach to us for the duration of Galus. Hashem doesn't relate to us with Gevura. He doesn't relate to us with Neira. And Haman told Achashverosh as well, Yeshnei Am Echad, Yeshnei Am Echad, which Chazal explained to me that Hashem is Yoshan, Chas V'Shalom, he's sleeping. But the truth became apparent that there's no such thing. The level of Hashem's attention and care for us, that never changes at all. It doesn't change in iota. All that changes is how Hashem displays it, is how it's demonstrated, what method is used to relate to us with that Hashgacha, which is Gevura and Neira. During the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem displayed his love openly, and he cared for us openly. But during Galus, Hashem displays, he hides it. It's Hester Panim. But he continues to watch over us and manipulate the world to protect us exactly the same way. And that's the Gevura of Hashem, which is even greater, given that it is achieved through a hidden hand. So now we can address the question that we started with. Why is it that the Nes of Purim will be celebrated when Mashiach comes equally as much as the miracles of Mashiach? How could it be that the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim will take a backseat and become bottled to Mashiach's redemption and be secondary, while the Nes of Purim will endure forever, as we say, Chuasam Hayisa Lanetzach? The answer is that the miracles of Mitzrayim were an open display of Hashem's hand in saving us, his Yad HaChazaka, his Zroa Netuya. This will pale in comparison to the Geluyim, the open miracles and awesome display of strength that Hashem will exhibit with the final redemption, the coming of Mashiach. At that point, it won't make sense anymore to focus on Yetzias Mitzrayim, as it clearly will only be a runner-up to what the final redemption revealed to us. It will become battle and a tuffle to the coming of Mashiach. But the miracle of Purim is a whole other kind of miracle. It was a Nes Nistar. The miracles that Hashem performs during Hester Panim when he's hiding from us. And this kind of miracle demonstrates a vastly different level of Hashem's Hashkacha and care and love for us. And it isn't diminished at all by the redemption of Mashiach. It teaches us something side by side, that the love of Hashem for us is unchanging, whether during Gilui Panim and whether during Hester Panim. There's another aspect of the Nes of Purim which will complement the final redemption, and therefore it'll exist side by side. This explanation is given by the Teres Chaim on Masechta Sanhedrin, and it's a beautiful insight in the miracle of Purim, which works very well with what we've been explaining till now. The Nes of Purim only occurred because Klal Yisrael did tshuva. That was actually all part of Hashem's manipulation to bring Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. As Chazal say, Gedolah Hasaras Hatabas, when Achashverosh removed his ring and gave it to Haman, it was accomplished more Yoyser Memches Neviim. It accomplished more. It brought Klal Yisrael to a greater level of repentance than all the 48 Neviim were able to do with all their rebuke and all their musar over the centuries of the first Beis HaMikdash. Hashem moved events so that Klal Yisrael should repent, and their repentance directly brought about the Yeshua of Purim. So likewise, the final redemption will only come through the Yeshuva of Klal Yisrael. And when that happens, we will look at the Nes of Purim and understand how Hashem manipulated all the events of the world to bring about the final redemption as well. And that's why it will continue to be celebrated alongside the final redemption forever. Chu'asam ha'yisa l'netzach.